Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you may have heard there in the bulletin, a search is being carried out in County Louth as part of the investigation into the disappearance and murder of schoolboy Kyron Dernan. Gardaí said a technical and forensic examination is underway at a house in Drogheda. Well, let's get the very latest now with Mark O'Driscoll, RTE's North East correspondent. So, Mark, we have the statement from Gardaí this morning, and in the statement they outlined what they're doing, the purpose of the search. So maybe take us through what they've said.
Good morning, Claire. Well, this is the fourth search to take place as part of this investigation. And Gardaí say this house in Drogheda will now be the subject of technical and forensic examinations. They say the purpose of this search is to discover any evidence which might provide them with information about the whereabouts of the missing schoolboy, who would now be 8 years old. Investigating Gardaí have also said that they continue to receive extensive support from the public. However, despite this public support and their extensive and ongoing inquiries to date, Gardaí say they've been unable to locate Kyron, who was last seen alive when he was aged six.
They also talk in that statement about public commentary, Mark, surrounding the investigation. So what do they have to say in that regard?
Yes, Claire, well, in that statement this morning confirming that a fourth search had been launched, Gardaí also warned against the spread of what they described as ill-informed public commentary in relation to the investigation. They say they're aware of ongoing extensive public commentary in relation to the investigation, including speculation, rumours and theories on what has happened to Kyron, most of which they say is inaccurate and misinformed. And they say this informed public commentary is not only disruptive to their investigation, but it also adds to the trauma experienced by the victims' families.
You mentioned that this is the fourth search. This has been a very active investigation of late. We had that search of a house in Dundalk, which is where Kyron's family lived for a number of years. That search didn't yield any clues.
Yes, Claire. Well, last October, when Gardaí upgraded this missing persons case to one of murder, they also launched a search at the former family home of Kyron Dernan and its adjoining area of open land in Dundalk in County Louth. And Gardaí completed this 3-day search operation, and they said the results were not being released for operational purposes. That search took place at the family home, as I mentioned, in Emer Terrace in Dundalk. And Gardaí worked closely with local residents in the area during the course of that search, and they said that those residents were in no way connected to Kyron or his disappearance.
And we have had a number of arrests, one last December. A woman was first arrested at that point.
That's correct, Claire. Well, to date, two people, a man and a woman, have been arrested on suspicion of the schoolboy's murder. Both were released without charge. Now, last December, two further searches took place at houses in Drogheda. The man who was arrested in December as part of the investigation and questioned by Gardaí before being released without charge was later found dead at his house in Drogheda. He was later named locally as 36-year-old Anthony Maguire. Mr. Maguire's house and its adjoining garden were the subject of what Gardaí described at the time as an intrusive search that was carried out in mid-December. And that woman that I mentioned that was released without charge, she was aged in her 20s and had been abroad for a period of time before she was arrested within the jurisdiction in December. And it's understood that she was known to Kyron and has been a person of interest in the case for some time, and also that Gardaí have spoken to her on a number of previous occasions. As I mentioned, she was also released without charge in around mid-December.
All right, Mark, you'll keep us up to date, no doubt, on RTE News with any developments as that search gets underway. That's Mark O'Driscoll, who's RTE's North East correspondent.